How to listen. Listening to the world around you is not often a skill that is consciously practiced. Nevertheless, it is a skill that is definitely worth cultivating. Active and engaged listening can help you to better understand other people, the interactions of society, and the world around you. The more you listen, the more you learn. Steps. 1. Remove distractions and tune in. Turn off the television or the radio and put down anything else you are reading or doing. Notice the sounds that are around you. Some of the sounds may be whirring fans, ticking clocks, whistling birds, rustling leaves, nearby conversations, buses and truck engines, children playing, etc. What do these sounds remind you of, and how do they make you feel? Do you find them comforting or distracting? Do the sounds tell a story, and do they motivate you to feel like writing or creating something of your own? 2. Pay attention. Focus on what you are listening to, rather than formulating what you think you should say in reply to a conversation. What is the other person really trying to say? Are you digesting their words properly, and reading between the silences and noticing the body language? Let your ears do some of the assessing for a change. Watch the person's face, eyes, and body. All communicate different things, often more accurately than words. 3. Listen to one thing only. Try listening to one person or thing at a time. Forget trying to multitask. Instead, give one person, piece of music, or gushing waterfall all of your auditory attention at once. If many elements are present, such as in symphonic music, try listening to the overall sound as a holistic sound. It can be a very interesting exercise to try. 4. Stop once in a while and just listen to music. We are so used to having music in the background now that we don't often make it the sole focus. If it is appropriate, close your eyes and focus entirely on the sound. 5. Use sound as an important memory tool. Listening is a pathway to learning. Use sound as a memory trigger when you are studying or learning something new. If you find it hard to keep listening, for example during a lecture or lesson, spend some time building up your powers of concentration every day. Set goals for staying alert an extra 5 minutes each time, and use note-taking as a form of helping you listen. Tips. Practice listening with something fun or informative. Get an audiobook or a recording of a humorist or comedian, or listen to the radio. Don't listen only to people. Once in a while, tune into background noises or the sounds of the city. Better yet, go for a walk in the woods or the country and listen to the sounds of nature. When listening to someone speak quickly, possibly in a language different from your native one, always imagine the meanings of what they're saying and the gist of the conversation, rather than thinking of the specific words and phrases they're using. Don't think of how you're trying to figure out what they're saying in the words. Think of what they're trying to project to you in the conversation and form images of it. Notice a person's tone of voice, mannerisms, manner of speaking, and habits. Keep quiet and let the other person talk. In a conversation, respond with questions, gestures, or words that demonstrate that you are listening. Put yourself in the other person's shoes. Try to imagine how he or she feels, or what she is thinking.